This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the debt of sin and our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such a blessing to be here at your service, dear friends. We are talking about the debt of sins and our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, every single one of us is trying to live this very pure, blessed, and beautiful Islamic lifestyle. Truly, in the modern era, the thing that can bring us peace and tranquility is this very Islamic lifestyle. All of these other un-Islamic lifestyle actually make our world and our lives more chaotic, more depressed, and much more in a state of stress and anxiety. Now, this Islamic lifestyle, of course, involves a whole host and various different things that are necessary. One of those things which is necessary is to get rid of this debt of sins. So, for example, sins are the disobedience to the commandments of the Almighty Allah. Now, this disobedience, it starts to stack up, and it is a lot like debt. Right? And when you're in debt, you have to repay somebody, you know, in return. And it is something that you are always under the burden of. And so here, when it comes to sins, we are under the burden, of the punishments of the Almighty Allah and the disobedience to the Almighty Allah. And so, of course, this debt is something that we have to get rid of. Now, of course, there's various ways, primarily repentance, istighfar, asking for forgiveness. These are all different ways in which we can get rid of this debt. But what's really interesting is that, having a debt and getting rid of it is one side of the coin. But the other side of the coin is to never be indebted at all, to never be under the debt of sins. And this is what, inshallah, by the help and the will and the favor of the Almighty Allah, we will talk about in the next segment. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about getting rid of the debt of sins as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, this asking for repentance is incredibly important. It is a purifier. It is what helps us to be able to attain nearness to the Almighty Allah after we ourselves have created distance between us and the Almighty Allah via the committing of various kinds of sins. So, of course, these sins, if they are not repented for, if we don't ask for forgiveness from these sins, they are like a debt which will continue to grow, and a debt which eventually we will never be able to pay back. We will never be able to even handle the burden of carrying this debt of sins when it comes to the day of judgment. So what do we do? Well, with the sins that we have committed, of course, we ask for repentance sincerely and not commit those sins again. But there's another form and there's another side of the coin which we spoke about in the previous segment, and that was the idea of not incurring a debt in the first place. Why should we incur the debt of sins? Why can we not be debt-free? Why can we not have to carry the weight and the baggage of sins? So what are we trying to say? Well, we're saying don't commit sins in the first place. You have the willpower, you have the strength, you have the perseverance, you have the steadfastness and the motivation and determination to not commit sins in the first place. You have to be strong and you have to believe in yourself. And of course, you have to believe in the Almighty Allah and His power, and that He is on your side and He will help you to not commit sins so that you can remain debt-free in your beautiful, blessed, and pure Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.